good evening.
Good evening.
Is at this present time on your planet a lightness of energy which is spreading throughout your world. You may feel that with all of the hurt and wars and disasters within your world at this time, that the statement just made does not seem to fit. But let me tell you, my dear friends, there is a new chapter beginning on your Earth planet.
Wonderful.
It may not be in the next 5 minutes of your Earth time, but it is ahead of you, and there will be a great change in the emotional makeup of human beings.
I think we feel something of that change, and there seem to be signs going around the world in the shape of people sometimes challenging officialdom, and the economic climate changing quite substantially. I suspect these are signs of big change.
Can we say that people are becoming more emotionally literate, able to communicate?
I have always told you that people of your time are now beginning to think for themselves. That is the beginning. But I have to tell you that from the beginning of time, the beginning of time of mankind, that there have always been challenges to authority.
Yes.
That is the spark of life, which will ignite within all peoples in time to come. This is not to say there will be no problems. Of course there will, because your planet has to evolve in a natural way. It has to function and to deal with all of the negativity which has been created. But again, I will say to you all, my dear friends, that you should rejoice in the knowledge that all will be well. Do not despair, as we see so many in your world at this time despair. They lack in spiritual knowledge. So give out your loving thoughts for them, those in most need of spiritual knowledge. And of course, I do not have to say to you to give love and support also for the physical bodies who are suffering at this time. It may seem an insurmountable problem, all of these things, but with the love and support with those of knowledge, we can help many. Would you wish to ask anything about this? Have you an opinion about the state of your world?
The light that you speak of, is that partly being created by those who are working to raise the energy of the planet?
It is never achieved solely by one person.
Yes, I was thinking it must be a group effort.
Yes.
Is causing this light to spread.
We have endeavored to spread the light of spirit for many thousands of years. But at this time in your history, we have begun to make some advances. Whereas in time gone by, human beings have tended to fall by the wayside. I believe that is one of your expressions. Yes.
Much has been said about time speeding up, what's called the quickening, the Mayan calendar and all that. Is there any relating to the changes?
All of the information that is given and gathered within your world is spoken in many different ways, by many different tongues, by many different settlements. I always speak to you, my dear friends, in simple language. Without the help and knowledge of you human beings, we in spirit are almost like people having their hands tied in not being able to help. But yes, that quickening, speeding up of time is just another way of describing the quickening of spirit. Do you understand? I do not hear the gentleman.
Is it more the our own energy vibration that's speeding up?
Yes, it is the spiritual energy which creates all of these things. It is just the understanding of humankind to what is round and about him, and what he is able to achieve in a spiritual way. You have to remember that in your world there are many ways to describe one situation. So I say to you, yes, the quickening is not of time, but of energy and humankind.
Yes. You mentioned negative energy, Salimut, and I wonder at this point if I could put to you a question that our dear friend William has sent in.
Yes.
He has recently joined a meditation group, and the leader of that group, a lady named Ladan, is proposing to take an expedition to Egypt to dispel negative energies from the Great Pyramid and Sphinx. William's questions are, is this necessary? Are they rather out of their depth in doing this? And can it be done from a distance anyway?
He has answered his own question. Of course, the dispersal of negativity can be done from a distance. Of course it can. In the same way as you ask for healing help for others.
Yes.
How would you suppose we help those people? We are not present with them, but we are able to help. In the same way that if you are trying to disperse negativity, it can be done from wherever you are, sitting here or going to wherever the negativity is.
Could I ask a question?
Yes, I will allow you to, but I wish to just finish this point with the gentleman. If the lady in question feels drawn that she must go, then so be it. But I would say to the gentleman who asks the question, there is no more or less negativity in that place than in many others in your world. Therefore I would say, and of course he has his own free will and is able to think for himself, but I would say to him, there is no need to travel many miles in your world to do something that can be done from his own armchair.
Yes. I'm sure he'll be very happy with that answer. Thank you, Salimut.
Yes. Now I will take your question, please.
Thank you. On the subject of dispersing negative energy, I was wondering how you feel the lady who's been helping from a distance with the room in our house, whether you felt that this room energy was now clear. My daughter seems happier, but we're going to allow her to sleep in a different room so that she doesn't have to think about it. But we still, and I'm planning to sing in that room, which I hope will raise the energies up further.
Yes, you need to clear the remnants of the energy.
So there's a few remnants.
There is remnants, but not much.
Does it, is it, am I right in thinking that it relates to the land below the house as well? Because we've been told that it's something to do with the site of the house.
I am not aware of that. I will reserve my judgment on that for now. I would say to you, yes, dispel any energy left within the room, either by music or singing or whatever form of happiness you can take to the room. I do not feel fear around at this moment.
Good.
I will speak to you again. About your question.
Thank you. We're hoping that she will be able to sleep in the other room. But that remains to be seen.
She must now dispel her own fears.
Yes, that's what I feel.
Yes.
But we've certainly tried to help in a practical way, and hopefully I can find someone to help to guide her. But it must be the right person, so I think...
Be guided by your own...
Instinct.
Intuition.
Yes, I feel that. I have put out feelers, but a lady suggested a gentleman called Tom Smith, because he does have gifts himself. I don't know if that name resonates with you.
No, I am not picking names. There are many people that you can choose from.
I think I'll just wait and see who comes.
You will know
when
you speak or see someone.
Yeah.
You will know if they are suitable.
Mm-hmm.
Please be guided by yourself.
I will. Thank you.
Yes.
It's so good to have your words on world change, Sonia Matt. Because there are doom prophecies.
Yes.
Especially with regard to what is thought to be a roaming planet of the name Elenin.
Yes.
And earthquakes resulting from its close passage, its relatively close passage to Earth.
You have to understand, my dear friends, that much of these happenings have always occurred.
Yes.
But your scientists or whoever have not been able to know what has been going on. Therefore, when something happens, there is scaremongering, as you call it. Your earth is going through a time of change. Its evolution is still taking place. Allow it to do so without fear.
Indeed. Yes, these are precisely my own feelings.
Yes.
In relation to earthly upheaval, as you say, there must be the ongoing evolution.
Yes.
And what will be, we must be accepting of that.
Yes. Yes. So many people are afraid. They are afraid, and I believe this to be one of your sayings again, to be afraid of their own shadows.
Indeed, yes.
It is true, unfortunately, but I will continue to tell you to be positive, to view all of your life as being positive. And then, my dear friends, will you discover not only change within yourselves, but change throughout your world.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sort of almost like a, feels like a weaning off process. On the television, they seem to sort of gauge. They use the term economic growth and things like that as a gauge to a country's sort of caliber or whether or not the economy is growing. It seems they're fixed on that still, when that's not what it's about at all. So if they could get away from this idea of economic growth being unimportant, and the growth of the people, that's yes. The important thing.
As you do with the children, you must be patient with those without knowledge. Their fear is real to them, but you can help them with your thoughts. Always you have done this, my dear friends, I know. But when humankind forgets to go inward and find his own answers, that is when fear grows. If only we could encourage each and every one of you to go into that meditative state, then your world would be so much stronger. But that will not happen suddenly. But how much the people have grown on this planet from some time ago, when all was so negative. It is one of the reasons, as I have told you before, why I came to help you. And that is still my struggle. But without your help, my dear friends, how much you have spread truth. And for this we will be always grateful to you.
Well, the gratitude is two-way, I can assure you, Sally.
We have a long way to go still. I think all of us feel we have a long way to go. Much more work to do.
Yes.
At least I feel for myself anyway.
A lifetime is such a short time in your world. And why should you be living that lifetime in constant fear? It is something that you all regret, that so much of your human time is spent worrying about needless things. So, before I leave you, I just want you all to know I am always with you. I will endeavor to uplift you, to hold your hands when needed, and to leave you surrounded with the love of spirit.
And this is a good time for me to say thank you for the advice given 2 weeks ago regarding myself, who had been overdoing it a little. Thank you so much for your advice, Selivet.
When you do not listen to that whisper in your ear, then the words have to be spoken. Now I will take my leave of you and allow the rest of your evening to continue.